saying no, she know the words.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
on your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
I need y'all to put your hands on this one. Yeah. Hey.
I wanna be all that I can be. Be a soldier in your army. I get more. You better be careful. This is where it is real.
Yeah.
With the roughest DJ.
Hallelujah. Just think about it. The name of that song is Focus. And sometimes focus can be a catch-22. Because think about it. You can be focused on something like a promotion. And we all know that promotion comes from above. But the devil will come right in and get you so focused on that promotion that you forget where the promotion came from. And you begin to focus on numbers and things to make your boss happy. And you forget consecration and forget the things of God. But the Bible says to let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. That means he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And because of that promise, ain't nothing they can say or do to turn my heart away from you. Fellas, help me say, he ain't nothing
they can say or do
to turn my heart, away. My mind's made up. I ain't going nowhere.
Oh,
to turn my heart.
What? I'm happy, yeah.
Listen, all you gotta do is think about one thing that God has done for you today. And think about how he didn't have to do it. And that's when you get happy, because you know he's able. Let him help me sing.
He's able.
My God is.
He's able.
The sound of divine nature. It's 26 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I am your radio host, Faith. Let's get back with more music with the sound of George Dixon and the Disciples. Glory to God. You are catching the wave.
I've been talking about you. nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious.
Just to know Call him.
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 And trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing. And let me tell you something. I buy Satan back in hell where he belongs. I'd have the church folks up in here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
That's the sound of Lee Williams and the Spiritual, QC. We are right at the top of the hour. I am your radio host, Faith. Look, you don't have to stay in the way you feel today, if you are down. Hold your head up, and call on Jesus Christ. He can fix any problem. I'll be right back with more music, right after this.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music, that is this. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Oh, of darkness into the miraculous light. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, thank you. Listen. Oh, Lord, you've been so good. Let me tell you. Childhood days, no matter how hard I try, I just can't count the ways. You're always a pride away. Oh, to every one of my ups and downs, a friend in you I truly found. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, I want to thank you. Let me say, oh, Lord, I want to thank you.
Come on. this. Won't it get in your feet, son? Tell them what you got, son.
Yo!
I got the Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power.
Oh, oh, closer.
Good God.
Let's get closer.
Stop in the yard.
Closer.
We need to get closer.
Let's get closer.
Stop all your hate.
I do you feel like?
Y'all wait a minute here. Y'all come on, clap your hands. Now we just read the half church here. The Bible said, for they that want joy, for what you got to do for it. Y'all ain't talking to me. I said, for they that want joy, for what you got to do for it. Now you know what we gonna do here? I want everybody in the building to get your neighbor by the hand. Get somebody by the hand. I'm getting ready to show you something here. We getting ready to count to three. And when I get to three, I want everybody in here to leap up and pull your blessing down. Mobile, you ready? Tennessee, you ready? Charlotte, Texas, are you ready? Here we go.
Move like that, nothing else to do but to celebrate. Okay, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I said it's nothing left to do but to celebrate. I give you glory. I give you praise. Cause my enemy
is not joy.
I said we're about to seal it with a praise. See, I don't know if y'all ready. Y'all, this is the SOS moment. I need a little room right here. I give you glory. I give you praise. Cause my enemy
cannot triumph.
Anybody ready to bless the Lord in here tonight? I said, is anybody ready to lose your mind? Cause the devil lost again. I need everybody to jump with me like this. Say, I give you glory. I give you praise. Cause my enemy
is
not triumph. I need you to look back over your life. Look back over last year. The fact that you're still standing is proof that the devil didn't win. Can I do it one more time? Y'all help me do it. Come on. I give you glory. You to lose your mind on this song. We're gonna praise him. We're gonna dance. Everybody do it with me. Here we go. Y'all ready? One, two, three. Hey, I give you glory. I give you praise.
made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
God is in the morning, breakfast in the night.
welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. Somebody today saying, God, I thank you. There's somebody today giving God praise for just being able to have the activities of their limb, to be able to breathe and be able to see and be able to walk. Somebody telling God thank you right now. Oh, glory to God. I believe everyone that has opportunity to breathe and be able to shout glory, somebody ought to shout victory shall be mine. Huh? It is yours through Christ Jesus. And on today, we want to thank all of you so much for joining us. The power of prayer. It's the power of prayer, and prayer changes things. And as you, wherever you are around the world, if you're on the north side, the east, the west, or the south side, guess what? We can all come together, touching and agreeing. And can you imagine that circle being surrounded in all areas, and we're joining together, and he's in the center of this? My God, do you understand what we are about to tap into? My goodness, thank you so much. I am excited, and not just because of coming over this airway. I'm excited because of the awesome God that we serve, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's the God of all, through all, and in us all, and by that, we have the opportunity and the activities to seek his face through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah with me. Somebody shout, Jesus is the reason for this season and the remaining of my life. Somebody shout, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. There is power in the blood. My goodness, oh my God, do you understand? Can you feel his anointing power in the midst of you wherever you are right now on your job? You might be in your home. You might be laying in your bed and you want to get up. I believe right now, if you are able to stand right now and be able to walk in another room that you haven't gotten up out your bed in a period of time, I believe just like I said on yesterday, I believe as he spoke to the man was at the pool of Bethesda, I believe if you get up right now and said, I shall walk in the name of Jesus. No more pain in my body in the name of Jesus. Oh, my goodness. You all, come on. I want you to reach way within, huh? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's deliverance. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a breakthrough, and he's about to do it for you. Oh, my, my, my. This is that time of the year. This is that time of the year where we celebrate and put aside and celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. How many of you are ready today? How many of you are excited today about the birthing of Jesus Christ? My God, my God, my God. Many all around the world are taking time out to give thanks to the Almighty God, the one that gave his son for all of us, that we may have a right to the tree of life. I'm going to be sharing several scriptures with you before we go into prayer. And I'm going to be starting with the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 9, chapter 9, starting at verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, starting at verse 6. Those of you, if you want to join me, get your Bible. I want you to see this with your eyes. I want you to read this with me as I begin to read out of the Word of God. Oh, glory to God. How many know the word, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God? I'm trying to give those time to get their Bible right now. This is a time of a miracle right now. I'm believing God. This is a time of a breakthrough right now as we prepare to go into prayer. And it reads in the book of Isaiah 9, starting at verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Glory to God. He is a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. That's why we're taking time out every year during the birth of Jesus Christ, because at that time of him being born, my God, do you understand the excitement God had when he allowed Mary to bring him into this world? Do you know the excitement that shook the foundation of man and woman around Mary, knowing that she had not been intimate with no man? But some still did not believe that. But guess what? God knew it. Come on, somebody. All glory to God. I have another scripture I want to read with you right now. And I want you to stay right here with me as we read these scriptures. And we're going to be going into Matthew. Matthew, look at the book of Matthew with me. Matthew 1. Matthew 1, starting at verse 18. Matthew 1, starting at verse 18. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Trying to give you time to join us as we come forward in prayer on today. Glory to God. God is good. He's good. Matthew 1, verse 18. And it reads, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise when as his mother, Mary, was exposed to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Glory to God. He shall save his people from their sin. My God, there's somebody right now, some son or daughter that's out there right now, and you've been praying and believing God that they'll come in, they'll come home, and they'll surrender to God and ask, what must I do to be saved? I'm speaking it right now in every area of the world, the north, south, east, and west, and I proclaim today, I command that spirit right now, bind it now in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit right now. Spirit of murder, spirit of suicide, spirit of drug addiction, spirit of alcoholism, I bind those spirits right now, and I command you to go back to the pits of hell, for the blood of Jesus is against you. I speak to that son, I speak to that daughter, and I call you out to come forth and repent and ask, what must I do to be saved? come now in the name of Jesus. I send forth the power of the Holy Ghost, that conviction shall fall in the midst of you wherever you are right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Thank you, God. Oh, glory to God. I have two other scriptures I want to share with you before we go into prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Looking in the book of Psalms, Psalms 8, starting at verse 1. Join us. It's the power of prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody's being set free. I feel it right now. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. My God, somebody's praising him right now. Glory to God. Somebody received that check in the mail you've been believing God for. Oh, glory to God. The favor of God is with you right now. Psalms 1, glory to God. Glory to God. Psalms 8, starting at verse 1. Psalms 8, starting at verse 1, and it reads, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou might steal the enemy and the avenger. Where I consider thou heaven, the works of thy finger, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou makest him to have dominion, even the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and ox, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, oh, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Do you understand the God that we serve? He's alive and fully functioning, and he's well, and he's blessing, and he's making room for you. He's giving you the favor that you've been believing God for. We serve an awesome God. It's the power of prayer. Right now, I don't know. I believe right now there's somebody's going through. They lost a loved one, and it's really very painful to them, and they are crying out right now. And they need strength in their body. They need strength. They need someone to touch and pray in the name of Jesus, that God will give them that strength as they're going through this time right now, the loss of their loved one. You right now that is listening under the sound of my voice, the Lord see you. He feels your pain, and he knows your hurt. But the greatest thing that God did was gave his son to fulfill that you have right now, that will release that pain and that hurt that you're going through because the loss of that loved one. And that's why he sent his son He sent his son not only to deliver, not only to heal, but he sent his son to set us free. And how many know from seen danger and unseen danger? And because of the Son of God, and as we have confessed that he is the Son, and he is the one, he's the El Shaddai, the Ecclesia, the chosen one from Mary's birth. The only Emmanuel, the Son of the living God. All glory to God. Right now, we're going to go into prayer. Oh, my goodness. Somebody, just wherever you are right now, I want you to do this with me. I want you to lift your hands right now where you are before the Lord. Just raise your hand up. Raise them up. And as you raise your hand up, it's reverencing the Almighty God. And it's letting him know that you are surrendering all to him. I want you to surrender all to him right now. Place your mind upon the Lord right now. And just think of how Mary felt when the child was born, her child was born, Jesus Christ. Just think about those that Joseph could have exposed her. But there were many just would not believe that. Think about it. Think about how Joseph went through that challenge, knowing it was the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout glory. My God, don't you know that same spirit dwells within you? There are someone right now been believing God for a child. You've been praying. You've been constantly trusting God, and you thinking you can't have a child. But guess what? You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Guess what? God is working miracles right now. Somebody that gave up and said, I know I'm not going to be able to have a child. Right now, in the name of Jesus, wherever you are, I speak to that spirit that continue to make you doubt and fear and cause you to speak negative and saying, I tried and I tried. I want you to begin to speak that I will have a child in the name of Jesus. I will have a child in the name of Jesus. I know it is the blood. And I believe by faith that this child will be born. I want you to speak that right now. I know by faith today that this child will be born. I believe it in the name of Jesus. Come on, I believe it in the name of Jesus. It's on the way. It's on the way. And this is an example. That's why Jesus is so good. That's why God has showed us the power that worketh through us. It worked through Mary. Come on, somebody. Didn't it work through Mary? The power worked through Mary. Even Joseph said it must be the Holy Ghost. Don't you know what the Holy Ghost is? The Spirit of Truth, the Comforter? And it shall come in his name. And it will begin to teach you. And as it taught Mary, as it taught Joseph and people around them, that the Holy Ghost, it must be the Son of the living God. Come on, somebody. Raise your hand right now and say, Father, I just thank you right now for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father, for the Son that you have sent forth in our lives. Oh, glory to God. I thank you, God, for the birthing of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. Even going through that stage and you see the beautiness of the birth of Jesus Christ, not knowing what he had to face and the challenges, what he had to go through down the road. But there was something that even down the road that they didn't know. He came from the Almighty God. Abashito Rababashande de la Bosha. Yeah, he came from the Almighty God. And that's why they said it must be the Holy Ghost. Because Mary knew. My goodness. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Isn't that powerful? Today, wherever you are, don't allow what you see in the natural cause you to miss out on what God is getting ready to bless you with in the spirit. Somebody said, I am ready to receive my miracle. I am ready to receive my breakthrough. I am ready to receive my healing in the name of Jesus. Speak it. Come on. Speak it. I am healed by his stripes, by Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. It is the birth of the Jesus Christ. It is the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And even after Jesus was birthed and brought into this world, there was another side that he had to face, some challenges that he had to go through. And I can imagine as Mary looked at her child, this wonderful child that was born, that was so beautiful. And I can imagine the angels and all of them that were gathering around and praising their Almighty God. Glory to God. So today, right now, aren't you one of them that want to just praise our Almighty God, the creator of all, above all, and through us all? Now, let's go into prayer with Brother Solomon Burke.
Most Heavenly Father, Master and Creator of the universe, Divine Prince of Peace, many times in my life I've come to you knowing that you knew exactly what my needs and what my deeds were. And I come to you again today in a humble way, asking you to give me just a little more strength, a little more faith, more hope for the world. Father, this is a prayer that I'm sending out to every man, woman, boy, and girl, knowing that only you and you alone can grant the wish and dream and desire of all mankind. Knowing that you have the capability of being able to supply the need to whoever that it may be. This is my Christmas prayer. This is my holiday prayer. This is my everywhere prayer. Father, bless the children. Bless that mother that struggled all by herself, that's been that mother and father, that's tried to do everything she could all year long to make just this special time right, that's tried so hard to keep the food on the table and keep the rich man awake from the door. Bless that father who's tried to make it all by himself, sometimes with a job or with not out of job, but knowing that you're able to put the food on the table and help him pay the bills in some way. Bless that young man and that young woman who've decided to join together in holy matrimony and asking you to keep them through this year and all next year too and many more years to come. Bless that young person that's so confused today, misused and abused. And God, deliver those that are lost with demonistic drugs. We ask you, Father, as a Christmas present for me under my Christmas tree. If I'd just known within my heart, if I'm just shown somehow, some way that maybe some man, some woman, some boy have turned their ways from drugs and alcoholism, that'd be enough gift for me. If I could know that somebody out there right now that needs that miracle in their life, that needs that healing, that special touch is touched right now through this prayer, those that are in the hospital rooms, confined behind the prison walls, those that are in their homes in the sick rooms, confined in the institution of a convalescent home, that nursing home where nobody comes to see old grandmama and old grandpapa and old Auntie Sue. Nobody cares about Aunt May and Uncle Lou. Father, I want to let you know and let them know that we love them today. And I know that you love them because you never, never, never have left us alone. Oh, little child of Bethlehem, how still it seems tonight. I can hear the choir singing with such brilliance and delight. Sweet heavenly peace, silent, silent night. But I know within my heart that some heart is crying out, Lord, deliver me. I know right now that some mother is crying, Lord, if I could just get just a little bit of something to do something for my child. Father, work that miracle right now. Let it not just be a miracle on 54th Street, but every street in every city, in every ghetto, in every slum, in every section, in every city of the world. Maybe there's some mother with all the wealth and all the fortune and all the fame. Maybe there's some father who's standing there in shame, saying, Lord, touch my child right now. Lift my child up from this polio, arthritis, tuberculosis, and cancer. Father, work that miracle today. I send this prayer out not just for Thanksgiving, not just for Christmas or New Year, but for every day that God gives. May our children be more obedient. And those that have lost that special someone this year, this time, or maybe this time last year, or the year before, or many years before, those memories that come back into your mind, I'm asking you to look up and live today. My sister, my brother, live. For Jesus lives and Jesus gives. And God is not dead. God is much alive, and he wants you to live and be prosperous in life. And as you decorate that Christmas tree and light the lights upon your windowsill, as you wrap the presents and gifts, I want to let you know the greatest gift you can give right now is to give yourself the salvation and happiness and joy and spread love to somebody. Let us all pray that God will deliver the world. Every man, woman, boy, and girl. And my children will say, children, would you pray with me? Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those
who
trespass against us. But lead us not into no temptation,
but deliver
us from all things,
like sin and evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power,
and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you, yes, for another brand new day that he has made. Yes, and I tell God thank you because he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore. And I tell God thank you for all things great and small. I thank God for being the eternal God, the God that if we live for him, we have the right to eternal life. And I tell God thank you. I thank God because he is our healer. He is the one that delivers us from sin when we turn from our wicked ways and turn unto him. He is the miracle worker when the doctor can't do it, when the surgeon can't fix it. We can go to God and he works that miracle in the name of Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. He is the God that made a promise that he would never ever leave us or forsake us. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, I thank you for this brand new day. I thank you for your son, Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for how you watched over us as we slept, dear God. And Father God, because of your love for man, you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, and I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that forgives us for all of our sins when we turn unto you, dear God. I thank you for being the God that don't bring them up anymore, God. I thank you for your son Jesus going on the cross, dear God. I thank you that he went in the grave, but he didn't stay, and he rose in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things great and small in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power that rests, rule, and abide in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for being the way maker. I thank you for being the God that loves in the name of Jesus. When we were yet sinners, you loved us, God, and I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, I thank you for being Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Father God, I thank you for all things. I thank you for just being the Almighty God. Father God, I glorify you. I lift it up. I see my hands to you, God. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, continue to bless our families, God. I thank you for the hedge of protection that you have put around us, that you have put around them, dear God. Oh, Father God, cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus. I tell you, thank you for all things. Great and small. Father God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you for all things, for how he is the Almighty God, for being the God that loves unconditionally, for being the God that said he would never, ever leave or forsake us. And there might be days that you look for the human person, but one thing that I do know is that God is always there. You might call that one, or you might go to that one's house and they don't answer, they don't come to the door. But one thing that I do know, you can call on the name of Jesus, and he is there. We can cry out to him, and he will answer our prayer. Might not be the way that we want it to be. And we so often say, God, not my will, but thy will be done. But one thing that I do know, when God's will is done, it'll be done perfect, and it'll be done according to what we need. I thank God for this brand new day that he has allowed us to see. I pray that you are having a blessed day wherever you are. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We thank God for the opportunity to come together to give God glory. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, excluding the third Tuesday night. And on third Tuesdays, we have noon. They pray at 1 o'clock p.m. We ask you to come out and go in prayer with us if you desire. And then when you finish praying, you can leave or you can stay. But on the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study. But one thing I do is encourage you to go into the Word wherever you are. Because, see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. I thank God for having that Word printed on paper. But when you have a true relationship with God, and you're walking in holiness, the Holy Ghost, God the Father and God the Son, they're one. So you have all of them residing on the inside. And I tell God, thank you for being the true God, for being Alpha and Omega, for being the way, the truth, and the life. We thank God for all things. We ask you to govern yourselves according to the announcements. And on Saturday, our sister churches will be coming together. True Way Apostolic Holiness Church, Church Without Walls, and Christian Life will be coming together. At 11 o'clock a.m., we invite disciples from all the churches to come out and join us. The pastors and the apostles are coming. And as Christian Life is coming, I tell God, thank you, that we can come together and talk about the goodness of Jesus. As we come back on today, I tell God, thank you for all things. We've been talking about Jesus as Lord, and I thank God for his son Jesus being God. What you mean he's God? As he is our Lord, he is God also. And when we look at Lord, the definition that I have in the Ministerial Dictionary say that this title is used for God the Father and God the Son. And accepting Jesus as our Lord and Master is very essential to salvation. Well, what are you talking about? Why do you say that? If we look at Romans 10, verse 9, the word of God said, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I tell God, thank you. When we turn from sin and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, I tell God, thank you, that we are saved. We don't have to look back, don't have to go back, but we keep moving forward in Jesus. And I tell God, thank you for sending his son Jesus to go on the cross for us. He didn't do it for a select few, but he did it for mankind. And I tell God, thank you. And as we look at Jesus being Lord, we had talked about him being our Savior. He ain't just our Savior, but he is our Lord as well. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus loving us so much that he went on the cross for us. As I was doing this study, it was talking about Jesus being called Savior 16 times in the New Testament. But the title Lord was used more than 450 times. So that lets me know that him being our Lord is very important. You're going to find that as you're reading the word of God, there are going to be times that it say Lord and Savior, letting us know that he can't be one without the other. And I tell God, thank you for Jesus. If we don't receive him, we can't just receive him as our Savior without receiving him as our Lord. And I tell God, thank you that I got an understanding now that he is both. He can't be our Savior unless we receive him as our Lord. I thank God for his son Jesus. As we look at Jesus as Lord, it said Jesus is Lord means that Jesus is God. Jesus has all the authority in heaven and on earth. He's not restricted or just at one place, but he has authority in heaven. He has authority here on earth. As we look at the word of God, it say, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 2 said, the same was in the beginning, and the word is Jesus. And Jesus was with his Father in the beginning. And I tell God, thank you. As we look at Jesus being Lord and him being God, I tell God, thank you that he has all the authority. If we look at Matthew 28, verse 18, and the word of God said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Jesus spoke those words because he knew who he was. He knew what power he had. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. If we look at verse 19, it said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. As we look at those words, not only did God's son Jesus have power, God's people are promised power and authority in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just read it in verse 19. He tells, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I tell God, thank you, because he is the God that knows all things. As Jesus was in the beginning, when he was manifested in flesh and came here on earth, Jesus knew who he was. I so often ask the question, do you know who you are and whose you are? When you stand on the word of God and you're serving God and you're serving his son and you're serving the Holy Ghost, you know who you are. You can't and won't be twins and between. And I tell God, thank you, as we stand on the word of God. And to have all that power, did you know you got to obey Jesus Christ? And as you obey him, he commands us to wait for the promise of God, which was the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was manifested. If you are a servant of God, if you are a child of God, the Holy Ghost of God must rest on the inside. And I tell God, thank you for all things. I thank God for his son, Jesus. having authority and having power in heaven and here on earth. As we look at Jesus being Lord, he is Lord of the Sabbath. And I tell God, thank you. As we look at Luke 6, verse 5, he said, and he said unto them that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And I tell God, thank you, because see, Jesus knew who he was and whose he was. And I tell God, thank you, that you got to know that you know who you are. When he said that he was Lord of the Sabbath, I thank God that Jesus had an understanding. And as he is Lord of the Sabbath, I thank God. He said to keep, observe, or remember the Sabbath means to do no work and to focus on worshiping God on the Sabbath day. But see, Jesus knew who he was, that he ain't Lord just on certain days, but he's Lord every day. I thank God for his son Jesus, for Christ is the Lord of the Sabbath. Listen to this. It should be used to disentage ourselves from our daily work and pursue a maternal gain and turn to God as a pledge that he is Lord over all of life. I thank God. You ever remember being young and being ignorant, and we would hear our parents or grandparents say, today is the Sabbath, so we not going to work. We're going to serve God. We're going to go to the house of God. And being ignorant and not knowing who Jesus was or who his Father was or who the Holy Ghost was, I began to question, well, why I got to go to church, why I got to do this. But I thank God that my grandmother stood on the word of God. She lived the word. She had a relationship with God. She taught us the right way that Jesus is Lord. And as she taught us that Jesus is Lord, as I got older and went into the word and invited God into my life as my Lord and Savior, I got an understanding of the things that she was saying. The word of God tells us if we lack wisdom, ask him. And when we go to God and ask him, he's going to give us all truth. He will give us an understanding of who he is. And I tell God, thank you. As we look at Jesus being our Lord, he is our Lord every day. And I am so grateful as he is Lord. We look at Revelation 17, verse 14. I tell God, thank you for the word of God. Revelation 17, verse 14. And the word of God said, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called the chosen and the faithful. I tell God, thank you, because he will make war with Satan. And I'm grateful that all Jesus, when Jesus was approached by Satan, he would speak to Satan and tell Satan, get thee behind me. Get thee up under my feet. Edit on my say, God. See, he had the power that his father had where he could talk to Satan. And we know that Christ will overthrow the Antichrist and those who is serving him, those that are doing what Satan said to do.
Why? Because he, Jesus, is Lord of Lords. He has power to speak to Satan and to call Satan out. And he can bind it up by bind Satan. And I tell God, thank you for Jesus knowing who he is and all that he can do. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I tell God, thank you. And as we line up with the word of God, it said, and they that are with him are called the chosen and the faithful. When you are with him, you're not in his circle, but you are living the word of God. You have the mind of Christ. You have the heart of Christ. And when you are with him, the word let us know that we are called chosen and we are called faithful. If we do not line up with the word of God, we are not faithful. I keep telling you, we can't serve two masters. We're going to love one and hate the others. I tell God, thank you that as we walk with him and we serve him with our whole hearts, with our mind, with our bodies, because see, there's some places we're not going to go and take our bodies to unless we are sent by God. As we do what God say to do, we honor him, we serve him with our true hearts, not just that fake heart, but the true heart. We can call him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And the only way that he can be our Lord of Lords is we got to have a personal relationship with him. I tell God, thank you. That might sound a little strange to some, but to him, for him to be our Lord. Yeah, we do. And I tell God, thank you. When we look at Jesus and he referred to himself as Lord, no, he's not being big-headed. No, he's not being arrogant. But I'm so glad that Jesus knows who he is and that he knows what he comes to do. When he was calling himself Lord, I tell God, thank you. He knew that he was the Son of God. He knew who he was. When he called himself Lord, let's look at Luke 19, verse 31. And the word of God is saying, if any man asks you, why do you lose him? Thou shalt ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. I tell God, thank you. If any man asks you, why do ye lose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. Tell God, thank you, as he has need of us, as he is Lord. You got to know that he is your Savior and Lord. As he is our Savior and Lord, we have a work to do for God. And he tell us to go ye therefore and preach and teach and live the gospel. I'm paraphrasing. Why? Because he has need. We have to be that disciple that go out and talk about Jesus and let man know who he is and that they can come unto him. Jesus do have need of us. And as we serve him, and do a work for him. There are rewards for serving God. We have the right to eternal life. We get to see him in heaven. And I tell God, thank you. If he is not our Lord, we won't get to see him. When Jesus referred to himself as Lord, he knew that he had all power. He knew that he was God. He knew that he wasn't just powerful here on earth, but he had power in heaven also. Because the word of God let us know that in the beginning was the word. And Jesus, he was in the beginning with his Father. And I tell God, thank you. If we look at John 13, verse 13, the word of God say, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. Jesus spoke those words. He knew who he was. He knew who had sent him. He knew that he was God. And I tell God, thank you, that it's very important and imperative that you know that you know. As they were calling him Master and Lord, he let them know that ye say well, for so I am. He knew. And this was doing feet washing as Jesus washed their feet. I tell God, thank you, that he knew who was in his midst. I tell God, thank you. If we look at verse 14, it says, I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. See, here he is as Lord, and he's the Master. He not only here on earth, but in heaven, and he humbled himself and washed his disciples' feet, and he let them know that if he did it, that we had to do it. I tell God, thank you, that even as he said he was Lord and Master, he was still humble. He still knew that he had a work to do. He was teaching his disciples that as he did, they must also do. And he is still teaching us through the Holy Ghost of God that as he did, we must do. And I tell God, thank you. He is our Lord. He is our Savior that was in the beginning. And if he know who he is, and he is our Master, he is the one that leads and guides us and speak to us through the Holy Ghost. It's very important that we know who he is. It's important that we know who we are and whose we are. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus being our Lord and being our Savior. Because, see, Jesus knew who he was. He knew that he is God. He knew that he had all authority in heaven and on earth. I thank God for all things. I give him glory because he is the Almighty God. God's willing, when we come back together again, yes, we're still going to be talking about Jesus as our Lord. Do you know for surety that Jesus is your Lord? Do you know that he went on the cross and he went in the grave and he rose. And have you confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord? The word of God. And do you believe? You got to believe. You can't just speak it. You got to believe it. God bless you. God bless you, because if he is your Lord, others will see as you go on this journey. God bless you. Have a blessed afternoon.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. Oh,
impossible. Yeah. You say yes, now he's on a roll. Yeah. Blessings keep packing. Warfare you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak, it unfolds. Having you say help, he's backing up up there. Whatever you say help, he's backing up up there. Yeah. Speak whatever you want. What you've been dreaming, you got it. Don't doubt it.
You on your feet tonight. Come on.
What
come on.
Do.
Come on.
my side over here.
Let's see which one alive is.
Everybody say.
Now I see the disappointment. myself sometimes, not to mention my family too. But it is in times like these that we've got to realize that Jesus, we just can't make it without you.
Do you see beyond my flaws? No, I Don't know why you would save somebody like me. That would claim a filthy rag. Yeah. That can still see the good when it's all bad. That would lay down his life just for me. None greater, none greater. No, there is no greater love.
Good time. protection also. I got my sword and shield.
Cause it's real in the field.
Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
But you act so sure you think you too good.
Not none of the time doing what I'm supposed to do that.
Take care of my kids, praise my God.
Sign of the judgment. Because I got my hand in the winding chain, and that's why I can stand here to tell you today, because